first reading today, so that the board members and our stakeholders have an opportunity to think over this enormous amount of information and come back with an action meeting, the next meeting, so that all of us have an opportunity to review redline, if that's what you would like.
I think redline would be very helpful.
Make recommendations on the entire policy, but that you don't take action tonight, that would be my recommendation.
Okay.
You're going to make a motion, so is that what you want to do?
My only possible disagreement with Harvey on this is that we've spent 4 hours on these parts. And, you know, some of these things are not going to change between now. Now, these open topics, the terminal pay issue, cost sharing, and the others, you know, those clearly are not ripe for decision yet. But I don't know if you're going to be in a better situation to deal with the surplus topic, for example, a month from now. So that's another way of thinking of it.
Okay. Richard?
Yeah, but I won't be here, but I don't know why there's this rush that we have to do it, make a decision today. I think a good governance idea, because I think a tremendous amount of information has been put out today to consider, the prudent thing to do would be to think on it and solicit input from, there are a lot of interested members here, if they have any thoughts. That would just be better. And I can't believe that this group here, just the board itself, wouldn't come back at a future day and have repeat questions after thinking this through. Do you know what I mean? Like, want to confirm, or like, hey, I thought of this wrinkle, which I just think is an easier way to do something. I mean, people are kind of giving their indications of where they wish to go, but, you know, putting it off. So I like the first reading idea. That's a steal from the Board of Supervisors, I think, and from other government agencies.
Like, but
unless there's some urgency, does it affect your evaluations in any way, shape, or form?
It does not.
Then why wouldn't it be put off for a second reading with questions?
Well, and I agree with you. I understand where Paul's going. So we've had the tutorial on this. Mm-hmm. You say you have the slides ready for the next section. So when it's agendized, we could still have the questions you're saying from going to our different groups and talking about it, but we wouldn't have to revisit this whole thing, and we could then look at those other issues that we haven't had the presentation on. We can still ask the questions, but and we could still have the red line, but
well, others can ask a question.
All
right, I'm ready. I'm going to move that we continue this item for a period to our next regularly scheduled business meeting, and request that staff and legal counsel bring back a draft of our actuarial funding policy that is redlined to reflect the recommended changes by Siegel and Company shown on slide 41, with the proviso that with respect to early retirement implementation, that the recommendation be shown as 1 year or subject to the discretion of the board, and that the discussion today regarding the language on page 2 leading on to 3 of the memorandum accompanying the PowerPoint be incorporated into the summary and red line that's brought back to the board. That's a long motion, but I think
you really understand. Right, I'm glad we have a tape.
Well, and I don't know, is 2 weeks enough time? Maybe probably 30 days at least.
All right.
Well, it depends on their availability. We'll work on that.
I agree.
I have some questions. Oh, has there been a second?
Second.
Okay. I have some questions on the motion. We've raised two topics which were not intended to be changed here. In my experience, certainly on the one about sharing the member contribution rates, that's going to take two meetings on its own. That is one where we actually lay out what that would mean, whether rates go up or down, member rates, which rates go up, which go down. So that will sort of be its own two-meeting topic.
And it's not in my motion.
And it's not in your motion. Thank you. Yeah. So those two, when we're talking about coming back in a month, we will not necessarily in a month be bringing back those two topics.
Right.
Thank you. Perfect.
Just to be clear, with regards to redlining,
yeah,
our policy is not,
This is Siegel's language. Our policy is not in a nice, neat document like this.
Right, yeah, there is no policy to redline.
This whole thing would be redlined. So just the changes in the policy as indicated by this up here. Right.
So we'll find a way to highlight the things that are different from your current policy. How's that? We'll find a way to identify.
The motion anticipated that the narrative described the current funding policy in whatever source it currently resides, meeting minutes, resolutions, whatever those may be, and then show the recommended changes from Siegel and Company against what we understand the status quo funding policy to be. That's the intent of the motion.
Yeah.
However that's created, sure. Black line, red line, I don't care.
And then will we also agendize for that meeting the terminal pay question that Deborah brought up? Or is that what you were going at, Paul, that you wouldn't have?
That's one of the two. That's one of the two. So, but I think that has it. Now, nothing says you can't do the second hearing of this topic the same time you do the first hearing of that topic. Well, that's going to be a long meeting.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Gary? I just want to clarify Scott's motion. I heard, if I heard correctly, I support that one of the changes you're actually recommending in this document that would appear as a red line would be top of page 3, small letter B, that actually specifies a due immediately or payable immediately. Right.
Right,
not five years as it says here,
yeah. Right.
Or up to 5 years. Okay,
I said that the recommendation should come back at 1 year or as determined in the discretion of the board.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, but later on, you said something like adhering to what's on this slide, which is not what we're suggesting.
Right. Yeah, I tried to amend it in that one. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And I believe the seconder believed that too.
That's what I.
Okay. Any other comments on the motion? So. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you very much.
Let's see. So that takes care of 5.
Six is a quick one.
Okay.
It's a very quick one.
Do we want the people to leave the room?
Hold on. With regards to, because of the time it took for this presentation and the expected time for item 7, the discussion on bankruptcy, we're going to continue that item 7 to a future agenda.